Well, I actually was the person who formed Free State Petitions to take it to referendum. And the reason I'm against this bill is because it isn't a serious bill. This is a dog and pony show in an election year to raise money for the exact same folks and organizations who did everything they could to stop taking this to the voters. The Maryland Constitution allows us to take things to referendum. In essence, the voters have veto power on the legislation.
In talking to a lot of these people, they felt that they saw what happened with some of the other petitions in 2012. They felt that it would take a lot of money, it would take a lot of effort, and it would not be successful to put this on the ballot. Even if you could get it on the ballot, you couldn't convince enough voters to repeal it, given where Maryland is. You say what?
I disagree with that. Because we got such a late start, we were held up by another petition group who kept hemming and hawing what they were going to do. We had 3 weeks. Yes, we had 3 weeks and 2 days. And we came within 1,000 signatures of the due date. And then 3 days later, we got another 6,000 signatures in the mail. So we would have made it if we had had the support of those people that you thought would be behind it. The same people that are in there today saying you can't tax a constitutional right, you can't do this, you can't do that. They're the people who said don't sign the referendum. Don't give the voters a choice. In fact, one of the delegates in there actually said we'd rather have it fail and then go to court. Now, my question to you is, if you're fighting a battle, do you use all the weapons in your arsenal or do you use one? Do you allow the NRA, which, by the way, hired a private investigator to shut me down? That's why I'm no longer a member of the NRA. Do you allow the NRA to say this can go to the people, but this one can't? This issue is good enough for the ballot, and that one's not. And every one of them said, well, the NRA said don't do it, so we're not going to do it. But the people who signed it, many were non-gun owners. Many had never voted in an election.
It was the constitutional factor about this. It had nothing to do with guns.
And to sign a petition, you had to be a registered voter.
Right.
So we shut down the Board of Elections website for 3 days because it was jammed up with people wanting to sign this. And guess what? Montgomery County, where I'm from, came in third with the amount of people. It was Baltimore County first, Hartford, then Montgomery.
How many signatures did you wind up getting?
I winded up getting over 23,000.
Okay.
Which would have made, I would have made that first goal.
Third, yeah.
But it was the Republican caucus. It was the Republican leadership, save a few.
Right.
There was some ones who came out and supported us, but it was them who said, don't sign the petition, don't take it to the ballot. Now, just imagine if we had that issue on the ballot today and we had registered all those new voters who had never voted. 40% of gun owners aren't registered to vote. Just imagine if we had that on the ballot and we were able to do it. But the same folks that are in there saying, I feel violated, I want this to stop, the same folks said, well, we don't think this ought to go to the people, even though they have the right under the Constitution. We know better than them. We don't think so. It's a hypocrisy. It's an exercise in hypocrisy. It's a money grab for re-election, and it's a way for them to get out there and say, oh, I'm protecting your Second Amendment, but I won't let you vote on it.
Gotcha. All right, Sue, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.